Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Starlin. May I please start with your 5-digit zip code?
02370.
02307?
No, 70.
70. Sorry about that.
Can I just, that's okay. Can I ask what kind of a company this is? Because I have a $49 charge on my debit card, and I don't know what this is for. What is True Wellness?
I'm customer support. I'm a third party for several different businesses. So once I can locate your account, I will be able to discuss more with you of what the product is.
Okay.
And what the charges are.
Because I don't remember doing anything with this company, but okay. What information do you need?
May I have your first and last name?
Michelle, with two L's, Calabro, C-A-L-A-B-R-O.
Thank you, Michelle. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
66 Myrtle Street in Rockland, Massachusetts, 02370.
All right, thank you. One moment so I can look over your account.
Thank you.
I'm showing that you ordered the pulse.
Pulse.
The oximeter.
Oh, and I'm being charged $49.97 for it. I was told all I had to pay was the shipping fault.
You pay $6.70 shipping and handling.
Yeah. And through I did an online survey with CVS, and it said that I had a $90 gift or something, and I could choose from all of these number of gifts. So I chose that one, and they said the only thing I had to pay was $6.95 or $6 and something, whatever. There was never any mention of $49.
The $49 is for joining the Factory Direct store. It's a membership fee for the Factory Direct store.
Okay, yeah. I don't want that. How do I cancel that?
Okay, being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club.
No, don't want that. No, thank you. I've seen and heard too many stories about these kind of things, and they don't turn out well. So who do I speak to about canceling the membership and getting this money back into my account? If I have to send this pulse thing back, I'll send it back.
Me, ma'am. We don't receive the pulse back.
All right, then what do I do? How do I get that money back? I'm not happy about this.
It's part of the membership with the pulse, but I can offer you a 35% refund.
No, I want 100% refund. I didn't sign up for any kind of club membership. There was nothing mentioned about that in the email that I got.
It states it in terms and conditions when you ordered the product, ma'am. Right under where you...
I'm sorry?
Right under where it states your shipping address, the shipping information, there's a box under there that you click that states the terms and conditions.
Okay. So
I can offer you a 50% refund. Due to the terms and conditions.
This is such a scam. I hate this stuff. It really, really is. I'm 73 years old. Matter of fact, 73 years old today. Living on Social Security, and $50 comes out of my checking account, and you want to offer me $25 back. It's appalling. I just don't know what else to say. I'm just shocked. Especially that CVS would be involved with something like this. Like I said, I'm going to my local CVS tomorrow morning and let them know the entire story because I am not happy. There's absolutely no way you can give me my $49.97 back at all.
I can do 50, as I stated.
All right, who do I talk to get the 100% back?
We all have the same protocol, ma'am.
Okay, you don't have a supervisor I could speak with?
Yes, we have the same protocol. I was just answering
Well,
the
maybe
question
if I.
to you asking me who can give you a full refund.
Well,
We
if you
all
just
have the
offered
same
me
protocol.
50%, then maybe they can offer me 100%. I mean, first you offered me 35, I said no. Then you said 50. So if you can, you know, adjust it yourself, maybe, you know, someone in a higher position can, you know, maybe feel a little sorry for a 73-year-old woman and give me my 100% back. I mean, 50 bucks might not be a lot to you people, but it certainly is to me when I'm living on Social Security.
I definitely understand, ma'am.
All right. Can I speak to someone else, please?
As I stated, we all have the same protocol. I can get you the 50% refunded and cancel it out so you're not charged any future charges, support you with a cancellation code.
You can't do anything better than that?
No, ma'am.
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to eat the $25.
Say that again.
I said, I guess I'm going to have to eat the other $25 if that's the best you can do. So you're going to give me $25 back?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're going to put it on my back on credit, my debit card or credit card?
Yes, it will be back there in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and you are definitely taking me off of any kind of a list. I don't want to see another charge from True
Wellness.
Yes,
that's
what
the cancellation code will be supported for. If you do get charged any time after today, just give us a call back with that cancellation code, and we'll refund you 100%, no questions asked, okay?
All right, what is the confirmation code? Will that be in the email or something, or do I?
No, I will support
you
with that after I note your account and cancel you out.
Okay.
Okay, just give me one moment. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, you still there with me?
Yes.
Okay. Your cancellation code will start with C, as in cat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
257.
Mm-hmm.
761.
Mm-hmm.
885. Can you repeat that
right,
back, please?
Yes, I will. C as in Charles, 257-761-885.
That is correct.
And that's
again,
the confirmation code.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Again, my name is Starling. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a wonderful night.
All right. I'm sorry. Your name again, please?
Starling. S-T-A-R-L-I-N-G.
Starling. Okay. S-T-A-R. Okay. All right. Well, I really wish you could have done better for me, Starling, but I guess you did the best you could. I won't be scammed like this again. I can promise you that. And I will expect to see the $25 back in my account within 3 to 5 business days.
That is correct.
Okay. If it's not, can I call you back again?
Yes.
All right. And would I reach you with this number, or do you have an extension? Or?
No, I did note your account.
Okay.
So they know that I refunded you the 50%.
Okay. And the cancellation,
and did,
right?
And it also did go through, yes. That is correct
okay,
as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Like I said, I wish it could have been the full amount because, like I said, I really feel stupid to have fallen for something like this, but I won't do that again. But thank you for your help. I do appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a great night, Michelle.
Thank you. You too, Stalin.
Yes, bye-bye.